Have you ever wondered what it would be like if you could give yourself totally to following Jesus? What would it be like if you could say from the very depths of your being, Lord, I will do whatever you ask me to do, no matter what? I suspect for some, if not many of us, that's a rather frightening thought. Frightening because deep down we begin to wonder, what will he ask me to do? You know, a fear that maybe we would have to sell our home, give up our car, give our money to the poor, maybe move to a foreign land. Or maybe it would be give up some habit of sin that we have. You know, we've all heard stories of the saints. You know, Paul, St. Paul. We know what it cost him to follow Jesus. He talked frequently about the sufferings he endured. And we've all known about the martyrs. And even someone like Francis of Assisi, he left everything to follow Christ Jesus. And we say to us, not me, Lord. I don't want to get into that. I think if we find ourselves there, and I suspect I'm not the only one that finds themselves there, we need to relook at that gospel reading today where Jesus says, come to me, all you are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. You know, Jesus is not promising us that if we come to him and follow him, a life without burdens or life without hardships. On the contrary, he spoke of if we want to be his followers, we must take up our cross each day and follow in his footsteps. But what he is speaking about is a peace and a joy and a rest that is much deeper, much more profound than any of the hardships we may have to endure in following him. And that too we can see in the lives of the saints. St. Paul, in spite of all the sufferings and hardships he speaks of in his letters, one senses a man of deep, profound joy. Many of the martyrs went to their deaths joyfully. Francis of Assisi, he is known as the one that was such a joyful saint, a man of peace. That is what it is that the Lord Jesus is promising to us, not to take away the struggles and the burdens, but to go deeper than them, to find a meaning and a purpose in our lives that will give us joy and fulfillment. A joy and fulfillment that none of those things we're afraid of losing could ever give us. There is a quote that I'm sure I've used here before. It says, he is not a fool who gives away the things he cannot keep in order to gain the things that he cannot lose. That's what Jesus promises us. A profound peace and joy here in this life. And of course, joy that will never end in the kingdom of heaven. But in order to achieve that, we need to, I think, look at the first part of today's gospel. Where Jesus says, I give you praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you revealed them to the little ones. By little ones, Jesus is not talking about chronological age. And by the wise and the learned, he's not somehow suggesting that we should all be uneducated. What he's speaking about here is the little ones in the sense of humility. He's speaking about the ones who know that they do not know. He's speaking about the people who know their absolute dependence upon God and the need that they have for God's presence, God's wisdom, God's guidance every moment of their lives. Those who know that they are absolutely, utterly dependent upon God for everything that they are and everything that they have. When we are humble in that way, then Jesus can fill us with his peace. Then he can give us a joy that is much more profound, much more enduring of anything that we might have to suffer in order to be his disciples. Jesus invites each of us to come to him. He invites us to follow him. He tells us to give our lives to him. We may be afraid that if we do that, we will lose. But Jesus assures us that if we give ourselves to him, we will not be the losers, but the winners. We will gain something that no one can take from us.